Good evening, I'm John Yang. Navy divers are at work about 6 miles off the coast of South Carolina trying to recover debris from the suspected Chinese surveillance balloon that was shot down. Military and defense officials say it landed in about 47 feet of water, shallower than they had expected, and is spread out over about 7 miles. Overnight, Chinese authorities, who had said it was a weather balloon gone astray, called the shootdown a clear overreaction and a serious violation of international practice. Former Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf died today. He had ruled that nation for 9 years, and he was a key ally in the U.S. war in Afghanistan.
A former Special Forces commando, Pakistani General Pervez Musharraf seized power in 1999 in a bloodless coup. 2 years later, he named himself president. Following the 9/11 terrorist attacks in the United States, Musharraf allied himself with President George W. Bush in the war on terror in Afghanistan.
Pakistan will never allow the export of terrorism anywhere in the world from within Pakistan.
It was an uneasy alliance that would define his presidency. But with growing anti-American sentiment in Muslim Pakistan and U.S. officials doubting his resolve, Musharraf's ties to the West led to his downfall. During his presidency, Musharraf survived multiple assassination attempts. He resigned in 2008 under the threat of impeachment. He spent the rest of his life in self-imposed exile in Dubai, plagued by poor health. Pervez Musharraf was 79 years old.
And at the 65th annual Grammy Awards tonight, Beyoncé has a chance to make history. She has 9 nominations this year, which ties her with her husband, Jay-Z, as the most nominated artist of all time. And she needs just 4 more wins tonight to become the artist with the most Grammys ever. The current record is 31, held by the late conductor Sir George Schulte. Still to come on PBS News Weekend, one Georgia doctor's dedication to providing health care to women, and how streaming music platforms are changing the way we listen.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.